welcome to our podcast about the most important songs of the European Football Championships and the World Championships from 2000 to 2020. We're glad to present you two experts on football. The first one, Niki Müller, will tell you something about the World Cups.
Hello, it's nice to be here. Our second expert on the topic European Championships, Franz Kurzreiter.
Hello, thank you for the invitation.
We'll tell you something about his topic as well. So, Franz, where was our first European Championship in the year 2000?
The first tournament on our tour was in the Netherlands and Belgium. The song you just heard is called Championne 2000 and was obviously the song of this European Championship.
Ah, okay. And could you tell us some specialities of the tournament or of the song maybe?
Yeah, of course. First of all, the year 2000 was split between two countries for the first time. The song was produced by the Swedish musician E-Type and gained a huge popularity during the tournament and has since been heard in football games around Europe. For example, it achieved the second place in the Swedish charts.
That was Zeit, dass sich was dreht by Herbert Grönemeyer, which was the song of the World Cup 2006, which took place in Germany.
Could you tell us something special about the World Cup 2006?
For sure. Let's listen to this legendary excerpt of the final between France and Italy. The French football legend Zinedine Zidane, who was the best player of the tournament, made a headbutt against Italian Marco Materazzi, for which he got the red card. France lost the game later, and it was Zidane's last game for France.
That's unbelievable! What got into him?
That remains a mystery to this day. Materazzi apparently offended his family. Also, the World Cup was the first tournament of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. That would dominate football until today.
The song you just heard was the one from the European Championship 2008, which took place in Austria and Switzerland. This was the first time for Austria since 1964 that we took part in a European Championship, as we were automatically qualified as host countries.
Oh wow! So who was the winner then?
Well, in the final of Vienna, Spain defeated Germany with 1-0. This title marks the beginning of the so-called golden generation, with players like Iker Casillas, Andres Iniesta, Xavi and so on.
Oh, okay. So could you probably tell us a bit more about the song?
Yes, of course. Can You Hear Me was sung by Enrique Iglesias, who calls himself a passionate football fan. Although it got generally negative reviews, the song achieved success in many European countries.
That's maybe the most popular official World Cup song, Waka Waka by Shakira. The song of the World Cup 2010 in Africa.
Oh yes, I know this song. It was a big success, wasn't it?
Definitely. The YouTube video of it has reached more than 3 billion views. That's more than every other song of Shakira. It climbed on top of the charts in Austria, Germany, Switzerland and Spain, and also made it into the US charts.
But wasn't there a second popular song for this World Cup as well?
Yes, you're right. The Coca-Cola advertisement song Waving Flag by Kinnan made it into the US charts too. Let's listen to it shortly.
And which country won the tournament?
As in the Euro 2008, it was Spain.
Year On, the song of the World Cup 2014 in Brazil. It was made by the famous Americans Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez and Claudia Leite, who comes from the host country. The song made it into the US charts.
Could you tell us something special about the tournament?
Yes, in general, there was a great euphoria in Brazil and people thought Brazil could win the title at home. But then the legendary game in the semi-final happened. Germany defeated the host country 7-1.
Oh, I remember that game. Who was the winner then?
Germany beat Argentina and won for the fourth time.
The European Championship in France in 2016. This was the first time for Austria qualified on its own for a European Championship. Moreover, this time not only 16 countries took part in the European Championship, as usual, instead 24 countries were participating. Fun fact, the only point Austria won was against Portugal, who won the tournament later then.
Wow, that's amazing. By the way, is it right that David Guetta was born in France and so he was chosen to produce the song for this Euro?
Yes, that's true. All in all, the song was a big success. We are the people we've been waiting for. Out of the ruins, I hate a war. Army of lovers. Maybe some of you will remember this Euro. Due to the worldwide corona pandemic, the Euro 2020 was postponed to the year 2021.
What was so special about it?
For the first time, the European Championship did not take place in only one or two countries, but was spread around whole Europe. A speciality, Austria reached the quarterfinal for the first time in history. The final took place in Wembley Stadium, where Italy beat England.
Yes, I remember. That was great. What was the song called?
It's called We Are The People and got about 82 million streams on Spotify, although it got mostly negative reviews.
Thank you for your expertise.
You're welcome.